joined on the phone right now by Brooke MacArthur. Brooke, thank you so much for taking some time to chat today. How you doing?
Hi, Matt. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me here.
Yeah, anytime, Brooke. So I want to first off ask you about your new song that was released here recently called Nobody Knows. Yeah. I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one and kind of the story behind it and how that one came to be written?
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I actually wrote this song with a country singer-songwriter from the West Coast, Mariah Stokes. She's from Calgary. We wrote this song about 2 years ago over Zoom when COVID was still kind of taking over our lives.
Yeah.
Everyone was writing songs virtually, but this song is like an upbeat country tune that kind of has an edge. It's all about having a hard time letting go of someone who you know you should have let go a long time ago. And this song kind of demonstrates that feeling of guilt and, you know, knowing someone's wrong for you, but keeping them around anyways. Hoping we could, you know, write a song that people could relate to, especially young girls, and, you know, visualize the story as they listen to the lyrics.
I love it. It's, again, a great song, and I'm always curious about the songwriting process. Did you have the title Nobody Knows and kind of the idea of the song kind of in the archives for a little bit? Did that come as y'all were writing this one?
Yeah, I think we came into the song. I had this idea, you know, the theme of the song, and then this title actually came from the hook. You know, while we were finishing the end of the chorus, we were like, how do we, you know, tie this song all together and really demonstrate the theme of what we're trying to say? And Nobody Knows was kind of the, you know, the title that went along with the whole song.
Mm-hmm. No, I love it. It's a great tune. Again, joined me now by Brooke MacArthur. And Brooke, I'm curious because you're from Prince Edward Island out there on the far east coast. Again, we were chatting a little bit before we started recording here that the farthest I've been out to is Halifax. I've always wanted to visit more of the Maritimes. What's kind of the country music vibe out there, and what's the music scene out like there? Because I've heard that PEI likes to have a good time, and music is pretty strong out there. What's the music vibe out there?
Yeah, we have a great music scene here, especially in the summer. You know, we get a lot of tourists that come from everywhere in June, July, and August. And we have the Cavendish Beach Festival here in the summer that brings a big crowd, and we get some great performers that are here in the summertime. But we also have, like, a lot of different styles of music, a lot of folk and indie style, all types of music here.
Very cool. Yeah, it sounds like a really awesome and really beautiful place to visit and live for sure. And I'm curious, what's kind of this year looking like for you here in 2023? Are you planning on being busy playing some live shows, continuing to songwrite? What's kind of this year looking like for you?
Yeah, I'm hoping to. I have another song coming out in the spring I'm hoping to release. And I'm excited to perform these new songs live at a few different shows coming up in the summertime. I'm hoping to actually head out west to the Calgary Stampede and then Cavendish Beach, the Emerging Artist Stage. So those should be two good shows where I can play with a band and kind of see how these songs sound live.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a busy year on the way for you. Now, I was actually curious about you playing this song live. I don't know if you've played this song live at any point, whether it be with a band or even just acoustic. But if you have played this song, what's it kind of like playing a brand new song for the first time? And how's the crowd's reaction if you have played this one for a live audience?
Yeah, I actually just performed it this past weekend. We have the Canada Games happening here on PEI, and I performed it with another guitar player. So it's kind of an acoustic show, but it was cool to see his rendition of it and see how we could bring it to life with just not just me on my guitar, but add another instrument. And it's fun to kind of play around with it and see what we can do.
Very awesome. It's a great tune. Brooke, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. Wish you all the best going forward. I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.